Tom, the effort looked a lot better up here tonight, but it's all about results, and this is a tough weekend for you and the guys.
Absolutely. You're exactly right. Effort was better, but the bottom line was we didn't get it done. And exactly right. It's all I care about. It's all the players care about. It's all the fans care about. And you know what? We had some opportunities, and we had to convert. A team like this, you just have to get the first goal. Because then you can dictate, obviously, again, you can dictate the play a little bit more, Schulze.
Well, the first period, you guys seemed to come out really well. Bowling Green seemed to be able to do something between the first and second period where they were able to turn the tide a little bit, and I thought controlled much of the second period.
Absolutely, Bissing, and that's going to happen, too. I mean, you're, again, there's going to be, you know what, there's going to be ebbs and flows in the game, as you know, and I mean, mostly a team like this, they're a pretty good hockey team, mm-hmm. Biss. So I mean, if we're not going to control play for 60 minutes, but they had a good second period, and you know, and they obviously got the nail biter. Obviously, in the second period was going up 2-0, and you know, our back was against the wall once it was 2-0, and we just had a hard time fighting back because any time that puck wasn't even in the vicinity of the defensive zone, it was out, as you guys know. You know, so you got to get a turnover, you got to score on a faceoff, something like that. It's just a you know, it's tough scoring goals, and right now we're, you know what, we're a little fragile from an offensive standpoint as well. I mean, who's kidding who?
Well, the first 5 minutes of the game, you had a stretch where it looked like you were on a power play. I think you had 3 full line changes, and the puck never left the offensive zone. They just let you throw it around the perimeter, though. They never let you get out front where you can create some damage.
Well, Leo had an opportunity, and you know, that was probably what, a minute into the game, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Leo had that rebound. I think Kyle came down the right side right there. Kyle came down. Actually, it was the first shift of the game. It was the first shift of the game, and Kyle came on the right side, and it was like a little bit of a pad pass, and Leo, you know, put it off his shoulder right there, and it was a pretty good luck is what I'm getting at, you know.
Well, as far as breaks go, this is probably a good time for you guys. You're banged up a little bit, obviously coming off a couple of losses here, and versus, when you're on a streak, you want to kind of keep the mojo going. This is a good time for you guys to take a break and get some rest and regroup.
Well, absolutely. It is. I mean, who's kidding who? We lost 3 in a row right now. We, you know what? And right now, what we're doing at home is just unacceptable.
Have a Merry Christmas, Tom. We'll see you at New Year's on a plane to Fairbanks.
All right, guys.
Tom Ceratore, head coach of the Beavers, here on our Paul Bunny Communications postgame show tonight.